Greetings, dear family. May God bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Amen. That's found in 2 Corinthians 9:8. Jesus began, "I am the fountain of love. I am here, Lord. Please, tell me what is on your heart today and what I can do for you, precious Lord. Let me show you the meaning of love." Just then, Mother Claire saw in the spirit sheep scattered everywhere and going over a cliff headlong to their demise. He continued, "I am gathering my people together, beloved bride, for they are sheep scattered across the mountains, wandering, lost, and forlorn. It is not always apparent, but truly this is the state of my flocks. Confusion, restlessness, fear, and abandonment are their daily struggles. Who will go and love my people? Who will wipe the tears from their eyes and convince them that I am with them? They wander, lost, confused, truly confused, as to what the truth is and who God is. Living under a cloud of condemnation which the devils are forever salting them with. They have no idea how much I love them, personally, tenderly, with complete understanding of their circumstances, which I long to make better for them. It is the interior that I wish to comfort, reassure, and lead to greener pastures. I want them to know my forgiveness for anything that troubles their conscience. Some of these shadows are false accusations, but without guidance, they continue to walk under oppression and hopelessness. Do you see, my love, how very sad this is to me? I do, Lord. Please guide me as to how to approach them. You know I get off track so easily. Lord, are you still upset with me? You seem so distant. Please tell me. My love, I cherish you, but sometimes I must be away from you for a season, lest you become too familiar and presumptuous. Besides, we have a lot of work to do, and I need these graces for those who do not know me. I need them desperately. Will you donate them to me? How can I donate what is not even mine? It is an offering I'm asking for. I know it is painful, and for that I am sorry. But I need these graces for others. Okay, Lord, I have all of eternity to love on you. In the meantime, love on them, and you will have loved on me. I believe that. So please tell me if I am going about this the right way. Make them feel loved. How do I do that? Listen to them and tell them about my forgiveness and love. Random acts of kindness always move on hearts. Little things mean a lot. A card, refreshments, but mostly genuine love and concern for their welfare. Let your light shine, Claire. All of you, let your light shine, the light of my presence within you. There is something undeniably beautiful in your joyful presence. You have my words. I leave all the details up to you, beloved. You will do well. And that was the end of his message. Here is a confirming word from the Lord. I will plant her for myself in the land. Those who were not loved I will call my beloved ones. Those who were not my people I will call my people. And they will say, You are my God. Amen.